This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba leaves for UK to participate in COP26. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khan to look after the Prime Minister's portfolio. Minister for Energy Pompa Bhusal claims government working for developing plans to ensure electrification across the country. And Indonesian President Joko Widodo urges richer countries to share their vaccines with proper poorer ones. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has left for the United Kingdom today, leading the Nepali delegation to the World Leaders Summit of the 26th Conference of Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP26. The COP26 is taking place in Glasgow of UK from October 31st to November 12th. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khad, Foreign Minister Narayan Khadka, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Ganendra Bahadur Karki, and Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ale bade farewell to Prime Minister Deoba at VIP Lounge of the Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA. Similarly, Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi, Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi, high-ranking officials of the government and chiefs of security bodies had also reached TIA to see off the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Deoba will participate in the formal inauguration of COP26 on November 1st, and he, on behalf of Nepal, is scheduled to address the World Leaders Summit. Similarly, Prime Minister Deoba would attend the welcome ceremony reception to be hosted by the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson in honour of the participating heads of the state and governments on the same day. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba is also scheduled to hold bilateral meeting with heads of state and governments as well as other senior dignitaries. According to Foreign Ministry, Prime Minister Deoba will attend breakfast reception to be hosted by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and First Minister of Scotland for select heads of state and governments on November 2nd. On the 31st of October, the Prime Minister will attend a reception hosted in his honour by Charles D. Affairs at the Embassy of Nepal in London. He will meet the representatives of Gorkha veterans, organizations, members of British Parliament and other members of Nepali diaspora. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to visit Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh on the 3rd of November 2021 and address a gathering there. He'll plant a sapling in the Nepali garden. Prime Minister is accompanied by Minister for Forest and Environment Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, Foreign Affairs Ministry Secretary Bharat Raj Paudyal, Secretary at the Ministry of Forest and Environment Dr. Prem Narayan Kadel, Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini, Home Minister Secretary Tek Narayan Pandey, National Planning Commission Secretary Kebal Prasad Bhattarai, Chair of the National Trust for Nature Conservation Dr. Madhav Bahadur Karki. The Prime Minister will return from UK on the 3rd of November and arrive in Kathmandu in the morning of 4th of November 2021. Likewise, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has assigned Home Minister Bal Krishna Khan to look after the Prime Minister's portfolio. The President assigned the Prime Minister's portfolio to Minister Khan during the absence of Prime Minister, who left for the UK today to participate in the World Leaders Summit of COP26. The head of the state, on the recommendation of the Prime Minister and as per the Constitution of Nepal, designated Khan to look after the daily administrative works handled by the Prime Minister during his absence. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Bhusal has said that the government was working for developing plans to ensure electrification across the country. At an event organized on the occasion of 25th anniversary of Alternative Energy Promotion Center, the energy minister said that the center has a crucial role to make the electrification move a success, saying that the people in the remote areas where there is no national transmission line were enjoying access to power supplies through the centre. Minister Bhusal directed the officials at the centre to move ahead in a more advanced way in the future. The centre is organising a rally of e-vehicles tomorrow morning in its attempt to encourage people for the use of e-vehicles. Federation of Handicraft Associations of Nepal is organizing a handicraft trade fair from November 19th to to 21st in Kathmandu. The Federation said that the 18th Handicraft Trade Fair and 16th Handicraft Competition will be held in Hotel Hyatt Regency in the capital city. Organizing a news conference, the Federation stated that the fair is being held to make the domestic and external trade of Nepali handicrafts more dynamic, adding that this sector suffered a setback due to COVID-19 pandemic. Federation Chair Surendra Bhai Sakya argued that the fair would help in exploring international market of Nepali goods and developing business ties among Nepalese and foreign handicraft traders. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is possible at one or two places of hilly regions of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has urged richer countries to share their vaccines with poor ones. He was speaking ahead of a visit to the G20 and COP26 meetings, where he will be meeting other world leaders. Indonesia was one of the countries hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. President Widodo also made the case for why there should be more vaccine equity so that developing and poorer countries aren't left behind in this pandemic. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Europe for two international summits, leaving his $2.7 trillion domestic agenda in limbo back in Washington. Mr. Biden had hoped to announce a bumper environmental package to other world leaders at a UK climate conference, but his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving his whole platform up in the air. Mr. Biden landed in Rome early on Friday for a G20 summit, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. He will then head to Scotland on Sunday night for the United Nations Climate Conference, COP26, in Glasgow. The UK has condemned the unjustified threats from France and summoned the country's ambassador in an escalating row over the post-Brexit fishing rights. A British trawler was seized by France and another fined during a check off Lee Harvey on Thursday. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss is calling for the talks later, asking Catherine Colonna to explain disappointing and disproportionate threats. French authorities said the detained vessels did not have a license. France was angered by a decision from the UK and Jersey last month to deny fishing licenses to dozens of French boats and argued that this breached the Brexit deal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba leaves for UK to participate in COP26. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khand to look after the Prime Minister's portfolio. Minister for Energy Pompa Bhusal claims government working for developing plans to ensure electrification across the country. And Indonesian President Joko Widodo urges richer countries to share their vaccines with the poor ones. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.